Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus, it's Michael. You're about 3-4 minutes away on Jonathan. I know that you have the information. He had been asking me to get the specific, like, city information for each station, but there isn't one at all in Mississippi. So, just hit that link with / Team Trek, and that should be good enough.
Okay, gotcha.
His team, Team Trek. So, all right, so I'll give you a call back in the next 3-4 minutes with him.
All right, thanks again. I appreciate it, Michael.
You got to talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
I always say that to myself. Hey, Cyrus, I got Jonathan for you until 5:30. Here he comes.
All right, thanks a lot.
Jonathan, you're on with Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, Cyrus Webb. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jonathan. Great to speak with you again. Appreciate the time. And we'll go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Yep, sure.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in to our friends via podcast at iHeartRadio on Amazon Music, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, all of us can make a difference in the world, and I think our next guest really shows that he has used his platform to be able to do just that. We're excited to welcome back Jonathan Frakes to our broadcast today. You guys know Jonathan, of course, as Captain Will Riker from Star Trek, but he's also an individual who's been able to show that you can make a difference and also spread awareness, and he's doing that again this year, and that is with the Purple Stride event that's taking place on April the 27th, and it's something that all of us can be a part of, whether you can be able to be out there to walk or run or not. We're going to talk to Jonathan not only about this year, about Team Trek, what it's been like for them to already be able to see the response they've gotten. They're already fully funded, but also, of course, we'll welcome your donations and let you guys know how you can show your support no matter where you live as well. Jonathan, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Cyrus, it's great to be back with you. Thank you very much.
Well, like I mentioned, you are already out there making a difference. You've been on the program before talking about why PanCan is such an important thing to you. But what has it been like for you to see, especially how your fans have rallied around this cause, Jonathan, and showed their support?
It's unbelievable. When my brother died in 26 years ago, survival rate. In the last 2 or 3 years, it's gone up a percentage point. We're now at 13% survival, which is horrible, but still so much better than it had been. And the participation, I mean, we are now in 60 cities for this Purple Stride event on Saturday, April 27th. We're trying to get $19 million together. There's 70,000 participants already, so we're cooking. And our leader, the wonderful Kitty Swink, who I probably mentioned last time we were here, who's an actor friend of ours who's been on all the Star Trek, is a 20-year Zimmerman, who is Clark on Deep Space, he's in our team, and John Billingsley, who is Dr. Phlox on Enterprise, he's on our team now, and J.C. Cotto, who is the brother of Manny Cotto, who is the showrunner on Enterprise, has joined us as well. And if you want to help us out, you go to purplestride.org/steamtrek, and you can just raise the awareness or throw a little something at it. But it is a, it's an important time because the problem with this cancer, not only is it the second deadliest of all the cancers, is that there's no easy marker. There's nothing in a blood test yet that we can simply point to. People with prediabetes are sometimes inclined, and weight gain and back pain, but those are indicators of other things as well. So the money is really going for the research and going to the doctors to know more about it. And perhaps most importantly, if you are suffering with it or if you have a family or friend who is, I would go to pancan.org. The support there, not only emotional and with literally treatments and things like that, but if your doctor has given you a death sentence, they recommend getting a second opinion because there are doctors who have alternative ideas about this. And all of this can be found at pancan.org. There you go. There's my pitch. Thank you.
Well, look, and such great information, and we're going to make sure our audience, Jonathan, is reminded of that, and also we're going to be posting the link for our Facebook and our podcast audience. I wanted to mention, though, as I mentioned, of course, what the work you've been able to do. You've been out there, again, raising awareness, being able to share your own personal journey, and of course, why this is so important for you, and we appreciate that. But also, as you mentioned, with Kitty Swink, to be a part of this as well, you are joined by, of course, some of your friends in this cause. How does that feel to know that you have that kind of support rallying around and make sure that you're able to spread the awareness?
It feels great to be involved in a charity that you can actually, I mean, it makes me think about my brother, who I adored and I lived with for many years. In New York together, we came to L.A. together. So keeping his spirit alive and having Kitty as a kind of a beacon of hope for us, charity is great. It's great to lend your help, but when it's so personal, as it is to all of us in this team trek, it's even more of a joy. Not to mention that Kitty makes incredible homemade biscuits when we go for our better house. So there is that. There's food involved.
Right. Well, as I mentioned, our audience can be a part of this. Again, on Saturday, April the 27th, there's cities literally around the country that are going to be involved in this. Of course, for yours, for Los Angeles, so they can actually go to your page. We have it linked for our audience here. I did want to mention, though, Jonathan, you all had set a goal for $125,000 for your team. You guys are at 121% at the time of this conversation today, but our audience can still be able to donate. And be a part of this. You guys have raised $151,000 already. And as you said, the research is so important. Talk about that for a moment, if you don't mind, because there have been advances in the research, but talk to our audience about, again, why that's so important.
I think the problem with pancreatic cancer has been, historically, everybody gets to it too late because there are, as I mentioned, no early markers. So the research, we hope, we'll find some simpler way in a blood test or in a questionnaire or in a test of some system that you can nail the idea that you need checked for specifically pancreatic cancer. That's why part of the money goes to train oncologists specifically about pancreatic cancer, because there's so many cancers and there's so many different ways to address it. The websites that provide are these doctors who are really pancreatic cancer specific, if you will. So that's our goal, is to raise awareness, but also to find a way to get to this damn disease sooner.
Exactly. And again, our audience can be a part of that movement by going to pancan.org, or you can go to purplestride.org/teamtrek there to be able to see how you can be able to be a part of this as well, to join the team and to spread the word through your own social media. Jonathan, we really appreciate you always being so generous with your time and for sharing this information, and looking forward to having you back on the broadcast again.
Cyrus, you're fabulous. I appreciate all your help.
Thank you. That's our pleasure for sure. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.